We bring in Ike Reese right now to talk about the pass rush, Ike, because everybody knows three games right now in a row, no sacks. So let's take a look at what these teams are doing. Is it the protection or is it the pass rush? Let's take a look at a few plays here.
Well, I tell you what, Baldy, and I know no one wants to hear this, but teams are game planning the Eagles' front four. They aren't giving them very many single blocks to sort of have success against. They're leaving in seven guys at least, sometimes even eight with the backs chipping. And the Eagles' front four is having a very difficult time getting to the quarterback.
Like right here, you're going to get four double teams right there. I mean, literally, two guys on each pass rusher, four rushers, eight blockers. And so Stafford has time to get the ball over the middle to Calvin Johnson on that one. It's almost every single game right now. There's a game plan for this. Let's take a look here at the Giants right now. You freeze it right here. I mean, there's a double team. There's a double team. There's a double team for a while. Mm-hmm. Now, eventually, though, these double teams become single blocks. And so right now, Cullen Jenkins has a chance to win one-on-one. But by that time, the ball is already out.
Well, and I tell you the other thing that hurts the Eagles at times is if the opposing team knows your game plan coming into the game. What I mean by that is if you're going to rush just strictly four, then it's going to be easy for an offense to devise a blocking scheme to help get their quarterback some time to throw the ball.
I think it's too predictable right here. Four-man rush right now. I mean, there's no overloads. There's no disguise at this point. I mean, the Steelers are all up there. They've got seven men up there to block. I mean, if you want to say there's a double and there's a double and there's a double, all that is true. Yeah. You know, on the outside, Cullen Jenkins gets the one-on-one. Roethlisberger's going to force this throw right here. He's got an open Mike Wallace. He overthrows him, so there's no sack on the play, but it does force an errant throw.
That's a good pressure right there from Cullen Jenkins because you know, Baldy, even if you don't get the sack, you want to get the quarterback off his mark, hurry the pass, and on that play, the sack wasn't there, but the hurry was there, and the quarterback wasn't comfortable throwing the ball.